Rev Tove, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my very best friend in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, honey, and good evening to all as well. Let us remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's much needed in these unsettling last days. Let us pray.
Abba, Father, thank you that we can maintain that needed joy in these sad times where good is looked upon as evil and evil regarded as good. We highly praise you in that we, your bride, can discern the difference because so many cannot. We pray that our unsaved loved ones will be awakened by what is happening and seek your face. We lift up to your throne these recent serious prayer requests, and for our president who really needs to lean on you for his guidance, we humbly ask in Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen, and bless the Lord.
You wanted to say a few words about corruption?
Yeah, where do we start?
How about a scripture?
Okay, that's a fine idea, because Peter also had some words to say in his second letter about the slavery of corruption.
And it's the spiritual slavery we are seeing today.
Oh, for sure. And only Jesus' blood can redeem the slave, because before one is redeemed, they truly are in bondage to sin and the many lusts of the flesh. And as we watch these groups of paid anarchists berate our forefathers as slave owners, I think, golly, don't they know they are slaves themselves and under bondage to sin? So, honey, please read 2 Peter 2:19.
While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage.
So true. And if you might be listening tonight and have never really given over your life to Christ from the heart, do it now.
Because some say they know Jesus, but it's only a mind thing.
Right. So be sure you've had a heart conversion. And you will know for sure when you truly desire to know him more by being a solid disciple, by abiding in his word. So says John 8:31.
That's the key.
1 Corinthians 15 also says bad company corrupts good morals. And 2 Corinthians 6 says not to be unequally yoked. Okay, another scripture on corruption is 2 Peter 1:4.
He hath given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
And that's lust of anything. It's any lust to satisfy the flesh. It can be money, greed, immorality, etc. And we have one more, 2 Peter 2, verse 12.
But these, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do, not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption.
Well said, Peter. They just don't understand. Which is why we must continue and not grow weary of doing good and giving out the truth. That precious seed that might have already been planted by someone else.
It might just need watering.
Amen. Hmm. You know, pretty much all my long life, I believe that we live, for the most part, in a fundamentally good world. Where our leaders served our best interest, and many of the wealthy, successful citizens and companies use their influence to help others. And where communities came together to support one another in their times of crisis. Of course, some of that is still happening, especially if Christian-centered. But emphatically, this should be done and true with organizations. And I'm thinking of the one formed in 1946 called the CDC.
The Centers for Disease Control.
And perhaps in their beginning, I don't know. But today, are they acting in the best interests of public health and our individual well-being?
Doesn't seem so. You have just a few examples?
Well, there are many, but one, for instance, is in 2016, a group of honest CDC scientists actually filed an ethics complaint against their own officials claiming they were being manipulated by corporate interests.
How could that be?
The CDC claims that, well, it never accepts commercial support and has no financial interests or other relationships with the manufacturers of commercial products.
They lie.
As it turned out later, several high-ranking CDC officials, sure enough, were discovered to be colluding with Coca-Cola to publish studies and influence public health policies in Coca-Cola's favor.
Well, according to studies, Coca-Cola is linked to 180,000 deaths per year.
I know. So then in 2018, the CDC decided to cut their efforts to prevent disease outbreak by like 80%. Now, it turns out that these cutbacks mainly included oversight and prevention efforts in, guess where?
China.
Where the coronavirus outbreak first occurred the following year.
Makes you wonder, don't it?
That is also the same year, in March 2018, that Jesuit school virologist Dr. Redfield became director at $375,000 a year.
Which is about 60% higher than his predecessor.
Yes. And they hired him even though he has a corrupt background. But he's a Jesuit-trained Georgetown College and University graduate.
A good old boy.
That's not really good.
Well, in 1992, Redfield was accused of lying by the Defense Department.
Right, after they investigated him concerning the effects of an experimental HIV vaccine. Then in 1993, a subsequent investigation by the U.S. Army found that Redfield had an inappropriate relationship with a private organization of the failed vaccine. And a few other things. But this year, Redfield supported doomsday models of the coronavirus spread that had been proven to be completely wrong. But unfortunately, was the basis for all the draconian lockdown measures, while he continued to make excuses defending it.
Although the year ain't over yet.
Yeah. And he surely knows more than he can say, as does his friend, Jesuit-trained Dr. Fauci. So, I believe they are corrupt and slaves to it. More and more, I believe COVID was a bioweapon purposely unleashed on the world.
But particularly aimed at the United States.
Right. And there's more evidence of these findings, which, by the way, are detailed in our newsletter that just went out on Sunday.
And so much more. CDC sloppiness even beyond Redfield.
Yes. As in lab contaminations, according to WebMD, of initial testings performed in the United States that were actually, I hate to say this, tainted with COVID-19. Washington officials also accused the CDC of lying to the president about their ability to produce accurate test kits. Now, found emails reveal that chaos and a lack of organization at the CDC dramatically slowed early response to the virus.
Well, you know, the CDC also failed to use other diagnostic tools.
That's right. And they refused help from qualified volunteers and promoted cloth face masks that actually can increase the risk of infection. Perhaps worst, the CDC is mainly responsible for continuing to lie about the death count by artificially inflating it.
Yes, by including anyone who tests positive, even if they died from other causes.
And some who only had the symptoms, even if they aren't tested. And the recent reopening guidelines by the CDC, well, they've been rejected by President Trump for violating religious freedom and potentially crippling the economy.
You know, that's just one organization out of many.
That's right. Corruption is everywhere. FBI, CIA, Planned Parenthood, and the Open Society founder George Soros' organizations, of which there are at least a dozen. And even the Pentagon and the rhinos in Washington, the list is endless. Most will admit that today, corruption has infiltrated into all walks of society.
A major corporation routinely put profits above people.
Yeah, with lots of bribery, lethal threats, and major lies to cover up their sins of slavery to continue on as usual. Many, if not most, of our elected officials, especially the radical Democrats, as we are witnessing in some blue states by governors and mayors, are all too eager to exercise authority that is not lawfully theirs.
Well, you know, while becoming fabulously wealthy on the backs of the citizens they're meant to serve.
Exactly. Powerful men and women use their financial, political, and business influence to manipulate agencies that are otherwise designed to keep them accountable.
Well, as in the media, the education system.
Well, the tech and pharmaceutical industries.
Government oversight committees.
Mm-hmm. Hospitals and even some doctors are pulled in. And also the international watchdog organizations, which are all bought and paid for by a few wealthy elites who seek only to further their global agenda. And because us Americans, with our president, want to be national over global, well, they're just not going to let us. And they don't want our kids in school, which, of course, helps keep a parent from working.
And with teachers out, thanks to their unions, unemployment can remain high.
So our economy will continue going south.
Well, to hurt Trump's reelection.
That is their aim.
So, who comes to the rescue?
Well, empty suit and totally controlled by socialist Joe Biden, who says, and I heard him say this, he wants to have the Muslim faith taught in our schools and to go green and get rid of all fossil fuels.
That is so crazy. No more gas and oil?
It's so ridiculous. But that's what the socialists like AOC and Bernie Sanders want.
Biden admits he'll raise all taxes.
Yes, he openly says it. Mm-hmm. Death taxes, state, city, payroll, property, and wealth tax.
And a gas tax till there isn't any more gas.
Yeah. And down goes the stock market, and down goes the people's 401k and IRAs. As well, he will increase all regulations, especially on small businesses.
It will be all over for America.
Trump, with all his faults, and there are a couple things I'm not happy about. Still, he just must win, or we're cooked. Which brings me to that scripture in Jeremiah that we will read right after you tell any new listeners how they can connect with us.
Yeah, you can send your end time in question by email to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right, now we want to read from the prophet Jeremiah, who at that time, God through Jeremiah, was warning Jerusalem, but they would not listen, and Babylon overtook them for 70 years. Today, we believe God also purposely planted America and blessed her 100-fold, but now evil has tipped the scales of judgment. So this next scripture applies today to America. Because we are and have been in warning to turn from our wicked ways. Jeremiah 18, verses 7 through 12, where God is speaking directly to Jeremiah.
The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, If it does evil in my sight, so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it.
Hmm.
Verse 11. Now therefore, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, That is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own path, and we will obey the dictates, every one of his evil heart.
Okay, that's pretty much understandable. However, I do want to remind you, I believe God will remove his righteous before America is totally met with disaster. But we are witnessing the writing on the wall, and also we have the writing in his book, because Jeremiah also prophesied later in chapter 30. And this is even more imperative, which we should read as well. That's Jeremiah 30. We'll start with verse 1.
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it.
Thank you. Notice he said the days are coming. Now that means days toward the end. And he also says Israel and Judah, meaning all 12 tribes. So it's not referring to leaving Babylon, but rather from the diaspora. And that has happened officially and legally in 1948 when they became a state. And they're still coming from all over the world. So we know this prophecy refers to the very end of days and other last days idioms it uses. You know, idioms are expressions used that have a different meaning than the actual words. Example, it's raining cats and dogs. Well, that's an idiomatic expression that it's raining very hard. And the first thing I learned when studying our Hebraic roots was the certain idioms God uses that mean specific things. And I call them golden nuggets. And it has been a life changer in helping me understand the end time scenario, which, of course, I am compelled to share with you. Anyhow, Jeremiah 30 is concerning Israel during the tribulation. And we know that by how God often uses the idiom labor pains. However, when we get to verse 11, you will see where he briefly speaks of other nations. That definitely, in my mind, includes America. Okay, so I myself am going to read from verse 4. And again, this is during the tribulation. Verse 4. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor? And all faces turned pale. Alas! For that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble. But he, speaking of Israel, shall be saved out of it. So we see yet another idiom, which is that day or in that day, which always refers to the seventh millennium, that last 1,000 years of time. And it's a day which begins at night or in darkness for 7 years. And then the daylight comes, Jesus Christ, to set up his kingdom of light. And that is why we have the typology of each day as recorded in Genesis always beginning in darkness. Then comes the sunrise. And they still go by that today. Each day begins at sundown. And why is that? Because it's a picture of the last 1,000 years, which in God's eyes is as one day. And it begins in darkness, which is a type of the tribulation period. It's really amazing to me how God has set this all up and thinks of all those details. And what can I say about that? It's another gold nugget that we can glean from. All right, verse 8. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their king. Excuse me, the Lord their God and David their king. And he's referring to actually David as their king once. Okay, not that he's going to be king during the millennial kingdom. He just wanted them to recognize that David would be there. And it goes on to say, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore, do not fear, O servant of Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Okay, let's stop for a second, because we know Israel's going to get through the tribulation, although many will die. But now, this last part, God shifts gears, and I see America in this next statement, and I think you will too. He says, though I make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you, speaking of Israel. But I will correct you in judgment and will not let you go altogether unpunished. Okay, so a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you. We do know that many kingdoms will fall during the tribulation. And by this scripture, we know that includes America, because there's more Jews have been scattered to America than anywhere else in the world. So we are close. But the resurrection / rapture, that's going to occur before the full end of America. But we are already seeing signs, and what I mean by that is Iran and China, and even Russia somewhat, but Iran and China has just signed a 25-year agreement as being partners. China can now use Iran's airspace. And I know they are planning an attack to take America down. They hate us. And they have to take us down first, because we're Israel's stronghold, before they can fulfill Ezekiel 38. And that, again, is during the tribulation. And we know that because it says in that day. So God loves giving us clues as he hides nuggets so we can find them. Proverbs 25:2. So we do thank you, O Lord, for our salvation and the promise of your return. Let me ask you, will you escape that awful tribulation coming? Well, Luke 21 says anyone can, with just a meaningful prayer. Repent and invite him inside. Then you can escape all that's coming. We're already seeing the foreshadows. And then let him rule over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in-between. I'll leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim Lamb. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her, you're going to prosper in many, many ways. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So till next time, have a good week. Tell someone about Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.